Chris McPherson with our good buddy from NFL Films, Mr. Greg Cosell. C-Mac, take it away.
Thank you very much, Dave. And Greg Cosell here from NFL Films, and you helped produce a phenomenal piece last night with Ron Jaworski and Michael Vick. What were some of the things that you learned about the Eagles franchise quarterback that even you, as someone that watches all the game film, maybe didn't know before?
Well, you know, Chris, what I really loved about him was how open and honest he was. He was very candid about his career, about what he knows, about what he still has to learn. And I always view that as a positive, because I know when I do my work and I watch tape, I'm always thinking of the 10 things that I'm not seeing when I'm watching tape and that I still need to learn. And it just came across really well with Michael Vick, that he had a real sense of himself and how important this offseason was for him, and that he knows that this is the offseason that will catapult him to that next level. And he was very open and honest about that.
Greg, in the last four games of last season, the Eagles won all the games, but Michael Vick seemed to play a different style of football. He had the fewest rushing attempts and fewest rushing yards as he did in his entire career. Do you think we're going to see a different Michael Vick? What did this film show you when you looked at it?
Well, that's hard to say because he's such an instinctive player, but you know how I feel about this. As talented as Michael Vick is, and there's probably nobody in the league with his dynamic combination of running and throwing, I still think it's hard to be consistent if you play too much outside of structure. And while that can help you at times, when you start crossing the line and playing too much that way, I think you lose continuity in your offense and you lose stability, and then you eventually lose production. He's more than capable of throwing the ball beautifully from the pocket. And that's what really struck me when I prepared for the show, is I would watch 250 throws in a row. Not 250 plays, throws. And he can throw it absolutely beautifully. I, for one, and again, they're not asking me my opinion, but I, for one, would like to see him do that more because I think he could become a top-level passer.
LeSean McCoy statistically had a phenomenal 2011 season, earned first-team All-Pro honors. When you look at the tape, are there still areas of his game where he can improve and get better? You're thinking hard on that one.
Because McCoy is a terrific player. You know, I think there's times, and look, he's a smaller back. I wouldn't say he's a physical runner, but he'll never be a truly physical runner. That's not his style. But I think situationally there are times when he does have to hit it up in there, when getting 2 yards is important. And backs like McCoy are always looking to gain, obviously, more than two. And he's certainly terrific in the Eagles scheme. Last year we saw the sprint draw, which was a staple run for this offense, and I'm sure will be again because it's a Howard Mudd play. He loves it. He's phenomenal running that because he basically gets the ball with space. And when you give McCoy space when he gets the ball, he's terrific. But situationally, I think he can get a little better, but that might be the only area of his game that I think really needs work.
One quick question on the defensive side of the ball. Todd Bowles is brought in to be the secondary coach. You watched all of Miami's tape, obviously, from last season, and you saw their concepts and how he used those two talented quarterbacks and Smith and Davis out there. What do you expect to see here with the Eagles' defense that he might be able to adapt from what he did in Miami?
Well, I'm a big Todd Bowles fan from watching him over the years, and I think looking at the safeties as opposed to the corners, one thing I think he does really well, and I'm anxious to see if they do it here, is selective safety blitzes. Were very, very effective and have been for years with Todd. And I think because I can visualize seeing Jeremiah Bell, number 37 for the Dolphins last year, very effective blitzing, great timing. And that's coaching. When something is done so well so many times, that means it's coached, it's repeated, and the players get it. And I'm real anxious to see, because I think someone like Nate Allen is still very physically gifted. And this is really his first year, you know, to take now that next step. And I think he has a chance to be a multidimensional type player, and I'm anxious to see if he can sort of fill that role and become a blitzer. But that's what stands out to me about Todd, is his use of safeties with blitzing, and it's been very effective.
Now, Greg, as the pads go on today, which of the Eagles players are you most excited to watch out here?
Well, I'm always excited to watch Michael because he's just fun to watch, and just the way he flicks it is great because I'm a quarterback guy, as you know. I'm real anxious to see DeSean Jackson, another guy who I just think is athletically beautiful to watch. And, you know, out here, I'm not worrying about schemes because we're on ground level and it's tough to really get a great feel for schemes. So I like to watch the athletes. I'm definitely going to watch Michael Kendricks. I loved him on tape at Cal. I really want to see what he looks like, how he moves on the defense.
Last quick question here regarding the Michael Vick piece. He didn't seem too happy with his number 12 ranking when Jaws told him the news. I watched the reaction on his
face.
Jaws followed up with, you don't seem too pleased with that.
But you know what? I thought then his response was great. And that's talking about what I really liked about him. His response was that each year you have to earn that. And while he's so intensely competitive, as we know, and he should think he's the best quarterback in football. Hey, we did a piece that I'm very proud of that airs this week that I did as well with Joe Flacco. He thinks he's the best. You should think that. We can debate that in the media all day long. That's irrelevant. You should think that. But I think that Michael Vick's recognition that each year you've got to earn it again and again and again was very reflective of sort of a self-awareness that he may not have had years ago.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, who's also producer and co-host of our Film Room segment on Philadelphia.com last season. Great stuff as always. Dave, we're sending it back to you in the 10 right here on Training Camp Live.